BreakingPopSyndicate.com. Your one stop for all your unhealthy obsessions. Breaking news and in-depth reviews on all of your favorite movies, music, TV shows, podcasts, comics, books. PopSyndicate.com.
Misinformation podcast contains themes and subject matter that may be inappropriate for some audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Welcome to episode 50 of Misinformation. I'm Zach.
I'm Eric.
Hi, Mom. It's Weller.
50! Oh.
Excellent.
Great start.
And in case people couldn't tell, obviously Adam's here because he doesn't know how to say his own fucking name.
Good job.
Pepsi. One of our unofficial sponsors.
Of which we have many.
And we just got sued.
Oh, fuck.
Fantastic. All four of us are here today, which is fucking awesome, I believe. I think that's
was
great.
Was it Christmas last time we pulled this off?
Yeah, it was Christmas.
Holy shit.
That was the Fearsome Foursome episode. No. That was actually the...
What was it?
Thanksgiving, wasn't it?
Well, the Harbingers of the fuck it.
Wow.
Fuck it. Fuck it.
It was the Voltron episode.
Yes,
whatever.
It was the fucking...
Yes.
Why do I always have to be the red arm?
I think you
get to be the jerk-off arm.
I'm the red arm. Well, there's the green arm, and we know who you guys are.
fuck you.
Somebody's the chubby legs. Who would be the middle Voltron, though? The computer.
Yeah.
The computer that makes it. The Yamaha mixing board. It
That's
makes
right.
it oh so wonderful. Oh, fuck. We're recording. It's late. It's 10 to 1 in the a.m. We're recording. This is the only time we could all get together. So we're fighting through it. Eric's been up for 20 hours.
Yeah.
How's that treating you?
Awesome.
You're lying about it?
Awesome.
Yeah. Great. Weller's just waking up. So this is
wow,
like,
are we a fucked up bunch? He's just waking up. I'm like dying.
This is noon to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were on a road trip today, weren't you?
Yeah, I just drove 5.5 hours.
From the Cane's ass?
Just to be here too. Way to go, Adam.
Yeah.
Good work. Did you go to Hooters down there?
No, I didn't. I thought about it.
They have two fucking Hooters restaurants down there, and you didn't go to either one of them?
Nope. Nobody wants to be the guy that goes in alone to Hooters.
I'd do it. I would have no problem with that at all. None.
That's because you are that guy.
That's how you get numbers, bitch. In a different zip code and ain't cheating.
I've been to a Hooters with you, and the only thing we got was a pitcher.
Yeah. I still have that pitcher, though.
I bet you do.
That Weller shoved down his pants. And let's be clear.
He paid for it.
Yeah, sort of.
Technically.
let's be clear, though. It was a pitcher, not a picture. A pitcher, like a beer pitcher, that he shoved down his pants. Good thing he was one of those baggy pants kids in high school.
He shoves it down his pants, throws $20 on the table, and goes, run!
True story.
Wow.
True fucking story.
The rest of us are still trying to pay for our meals and shit.
Well, was that the same trip? Weller had this thing where he would always try to buy the Hooters waitress's t-shirt off of her.
Mm-hmm.
And what did they tell you that one time? No, we can't do that anymore. Or no, it was the time he tried to buy it from a chick who wasn't our waitress.
Yeah.
And she said, we can't do that anymore because the last time we did, there was a fist fight in the back.
Yep.
And I'm like, can I buy that?
I've got all this Jello.
That'd be fantastic. Hell, I'd settle for a fucking spray bottle that the parents used to keep the cat off the furniture. I don't give a shit.
See when I'm coming. Swinging out of the kitchen on the zip line.
That thing that they send the order up.
Well, the cool thing was she ended up coming back like 10 minutes later and was like, if you buy me a t-shirt, you can have this.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
I bought her a shirt. She took off the top right in front of me. She's wearing a sports bra.
And then, she had all the chicks on the fucking rigs
sign it. All the girls signed it. Yeah. Like, very X-rated signed it, too.
Cool.
Yeah.
We were like, what? Was that in Des Moines or was that? No, that was at Bloomington.
Yeah, that was in Mall of America.
And we were like barely 18.
Oh, yeah. We just graduated high school.
Yeah. And man, that curly-haired one kept putting her boobs on your shoulder. She's like, I see, this is where I wish it was a video podcast. Yeah. She's all like, what would you like to order? And I was like, those.
I was like, I don't remember bringing a travel pillow with me. Yeah, back right in the middle.
But that was back before he talked. Oh. So the whole time he would just sit there and we'd be running our fucking socks. And then out of nowhere, he'd just say, hey, I'd like to buy your t-shirt. And they'd be all over him, like fucking, like a squirrel on a nut, man. It was ridiculous.
He had that mysterious thing working.
It was pheromones. They just came out and I bought a bunch of it.
Well, maybe you should go back and get some more and maybe get some anti-crazy bitch pheromones. Because <Yeah. laughs> this is what awesome looks like.
You dick. Inside joke listeners. No, I'm sharing, sorry.
Oh, I had to. Fuck's sake. I'll explain it later off the air. It knows what it is.
So I was thinking you're gonna get a broken fucking beer bottle.
You have to admit, if that had just happened to somebody else, you would have thought it was awesome.
It is funny, yeah. But it sucks being there.
Yeah, I bet. I can only imagine. Oh, I wish I could share. There's so many things that have happened in the last like week that we can't. We're not even allowed to talk about. What we can talk about though is the misinformation mixer 09. I say 09 as if we have one every year, but this will be the first one.
When is that?
April 2nd.
Rapidly approaching.
Yes.
Where is it?
It's at Smitty's Bar, 709 Jefferson Street in Waterloo.
And what time should I be there?
8 p.m. to start. Continues on into the night. And I think, you probably didn't listen to last week's show, did you?
No.
No, you didn't. I think maybe we'll try to get Justin to open the after hours if enough people show up.
Does he even know we're coming
nope.
to this thing?
Nope. Al might have told him.
Surprise.
Yeah, surprise.
Watch him be closed.
Oh, that would fucking... On a Thursday? Hardly.
There's like four bars down there. We can just
fuck, yeah. We'll just roll into another one. Going to the fucking Pyramida. Hey, we're here for our radio show party. Oh, buddy, have beers. Good job.
That's a good bar.
That is a good bar, but I don't know. You know,
if Janelle's working, she'll probably kick us right the fuck back out.
We had Croatian beer on the podcast a couple weeks ago, didn't we? Did. Not bad. Not it very just filling.
Tasted like any other American lager.
Or like a bottle of water with an eyedropper full of beer in it.
It wasn't bad, but it was nothing memorable.
Yeah, either. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good. It was just kind of, it was. That was about it. I feel like we have paparazzi in here tonight.
I know.
This is awesome. Yeah, we've got a little surprise for the people. People have been asking us for something, and we are going to. Is that fucking dog just running around in here with his little jingle janglies on? What the fuck is wrong with him? the people have asked, and we will answer. That's all the hint I'm giving you. But you should check out the forums, and we'll.
I think we gave plenty of hint, though.
Yeah, I think it's if you can't figure it out, you're stupid.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Boom goes the dynamite. So the misinformation mixer, the second, be there, be square.
Mm-hmm. That was the first one.
What? Huh? April 2nd.
You said the second.
Not the second.
Oh, my God. The first one on April 2nd.
The first mixer we have ever had will occur on April 2nd at 8 p.m. Smitty's Bar, 709 Jefferson Street in Waterloo.
Huh?
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Is it official or are all four of us going to be there?
Yes.
I will be there.
All right, and you're going to be there?
I'm a strong maybe.
Well, you're going to be there late, though.
Yeah.
No, we're off.
No, I'm a strong maybe.
No, you're coming, right?
That's all. I strong maybe. I can't commit any more than that.
Mrs. Adam, does he have permission to come?
Please.
Come on, seriously. The weirdest thing is she's a listener now. She listens to the show. I think only when he's not on it.
Oh, wow.
No, that was like a that was my idea.
Really? Oh, it's for probably your protection. Smart idea.
Yeah, it's probably not a terrible idea.
I'm a very heavy sleeper. I don't want to, you know, wake up without my nuts one night.
That happened like 10 years ago. What are you talking about? I guess technically it would have had to have been about 4 years ago. Because you made the final one, and then there they went. Rubber band around them like fucking castrating a pig. Aww. Yeah. Also, don't forget about the link swap. Go to Podbean, misinformation.podbean.com. Click on the College Humor link. Give us some hits so that College Humor will advertise for us so that we can get some more listeners so we can maybe make a little money. Make a little money. We can start giving away more prizes. Maybe even prizes that we purchase rather than prizes we just don't want anymore.
That's good stuff.
Do we have any idea how many hits we're up to?
15. As 15? Of today. Yeah, 15. Today. But we just started talking about it last week. So okay. We've been doing it for like 3 weeks, and I every week forgot to.
Brilliant.
So Nate and Ryan has gone 15 times, basically.
I don't even know how that works. I don't know if you can just keep clicking on it as many times as you want, or if it tracks the IP address and only counts each click from each IP address. I don't know anything about it.
Well, then just go to the library and use all of their computers. It'll take you, what, 10 minutes? But if you love the show, go for it.
That is a fantastic fucking idea. I like where your head's at, sir.
Mm-hmm. I don't like the show that much.
Or even we have college students.
Yeah, any of
go to your computer labs? Each computer in the lab. There
that's
you
what
go.
I was just going to say. Computer lab, baby.
That is a fantastic idea.
It'll take you,
idea.
What, 10 minutes maybe?
Yes. See, in this situation, we do, what's the word I'm fucking looking for? Advocate. We advocate that you go and vote a whole bunch of times. And by voting, I mean you click on the fucking College Humor thing on misinformation.podbean.com. There are other situations where we do not advocate that you vote a whole lot of times. Like, for example, going to people's iTunes fucking profiles and giving them negative reviews just for the sake of giving a negative review.
Easy.
I'm just saying that our listeners, I do not approve of you doing it just to do it. Now, if that's honestly the way you feel, and you're doing it because you want your opinion to be heard, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just doing it to be a dick, don't. That's my job.
It's true.
Leave that
folks.
To the freshman.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You know, don't be hurtful just for hurtful sake. Okay. Do it because that's how you feel. Because I'm proud to be an American. Well, at least I know I'm free. I don't know the rest of the words of the song, and Dan's going to be hating me because he hates it when I sing. Oh, I don't know. I got nothing.
Wow.
Dan was so happy that I didn't sing like 2 episodes ago, and now I just...
Way to go.
Like,
we had a run of like 2 great reviews from him, too.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
Damn it.
Yeah, well.
Poor Dan.
Yeah. I'm just making sure we cover everything that I've got on my huge list of stuff to cover here. Pretty much done.
Show's over.
That good was night, Misinformation 50. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, that's it's a snippet. A snippet, if you will. I have a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and hear me out on this, I think we should retire the Gypsy Cabbage. And here's why. Weller's goal was to find a sexual move that he would be known for. He alone and only him. It would be his move. It was going to be magical. It was going to be something that people would talk about forever. And apparently he didn't fucking think this shit through. Because guess what's happening? People are talking about this shit all the time. And the problem, the flaw in your logic is that You're known for it,
but it's
not your move. Yeah. Because what's going to happen is the first guy who does it, it's going to be his move.
It's like putting a flag on the moon, baby.
I don't know. It'd be like Les Paul creating electric guitar.
But he doesn't actually... Yeah.
Right.
Les Paul doesn't play guitar?
He does play the guitar. Well, saying.
But he doesn't play a Les Paul? He plays like a Gibson?
I'm just saying he still gets the credit even though he's not known as like the ultimate guitarist.
Exactly. Yeah, he's not the one that like made them famous.
Yeah.
For that reason.
Yeah, but at least he plays guitar, homie.
So you get the
so how about
I'm just saying you've never put your balls anywhere near
music.
A butthole.
Modern pop music is not written by the musicians themselves. It's written by some old lady in an office.
The last time you fucking started talking about pop music, you almost got your ass beat by a 40-year-old hippie. All right, just chill.
You called it pop music, not me.
I didn't call it shit. I was staying out of that.
Let's not rush into anything, folks.
You just called... Oh, fuck.
You just Jedi mind tricked me.
All right, let's just calm down.
Oh, and I guess the pop music thing wasn't you and Bytor. The pop music thing was you and Aaron.
Yeah.
When you're talking about NERD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how about if you just retire the Gypsy Cabbage until somebody comes forth with proof that they pulled it off and made it theirs?
I could be down with that.
No matter who it is, whether it's Weller or, you know, there one of our listeners or...
There have been two videos posted on our actual forum that shows the step two, which I thought was like the most bizarre and fucked up part of the move.
The balls in the asshole.
The ball in the asshole. Yeah. But step one and step three were omitted.
I was going to say...
There was no fisting and there was no Nick Cage.
Well, I'm pretty sure that unless it's somebody that's listened to you, there's never going to be a pre-existing porn clip that's got all three steps.
Right.
So I think you're safe on that one for a while.
Maybe. I mean, I think that if a chick will let you stuff your fucking sack into her asshole...
They're not going to be that weirded out by
the whole fisting.
Yeah. How do you bring that up in conversation?
I think you just do it.
You just do it.
Yeah, you start... You start with one finger.
Think about it. If you're in bed with a girl and you want to change positions, you don't stop and be like, hey, you want to go to a reverse cowgirl and then maybe a little spooning action and then we could 69 and maybe then possibly if you're into it, we could go missionary.
That's not...
No, you just do it.
And then I can pop my balls in your asshole.
You just do it. And if she doesn't like it, she stops you.
Well, if you're fucking around with a chick and you're like finger banging her, you stick the pinky in, and she kind of gets into it that she's down for something. If you work your way to the thumb, by the time you've got the thumb in and you've got your four fingers like on her abdomen, and if she's grinding in the thumb, she's pretty much game for whatever you try to throw in there at that point. I think you can pretty much – and then if you can work three fingers in, the fist isn't that far away. If you can get her to three fingers, you're going to be able to fist that bitch. It might not
Most likely.
It might not be tonight. It might not be tomorrow, but it'll be the beginning of next week at the latest. You get three fingers in an asshole.
I mean, really. It's more than I've ever done. I'll say that. A lot more.
What's the most fingers you've ever gotten in a hoo-ha?
Oh, I don't know. Probably three.
Amateur. I've gotten four in one. I don't know why.
And you stayed with her afterwards?
Dude, Yeah. She let me put four fingers in her twat, of course. What am I supposed to do? Just get up and leave? Be like, no, I'm going to Perkins. I'm hungry.
Well, you at least had to work your way into it, though. It's not like you just walked up and rammed it right in there.
Okay, you know...
He's like, I'm going to lobster claw this bitch and get it over with.
Let me quote
like a guy. Like you said, you don't go play by play and, hey, is it cool if I... No, it's just...
Full speed from the beginning.
That's right.
Engage. let me quote a guy that I used to work with, okay, when I was 18 years old, he says, you know how some guys have a really big cock? Like some guys got a big fat hog.
And you were like, no.
Fuck you. Yeah, like I haven't seen
and
porno.
And so was I.
Okay? Like I haven't seen porno. Okay. Nice. That was well played, sir.
Hey, seriously, I'm tired, but I'm not dead, okay?
Fucking, shut that fucking dog up. Jesus. Some dudes have a huge cock. They've got huge fucking dicks. Big fat dicks, long dicks, whatever. Mm-hmm. Some chicks just have a big pussy.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's easier to get in there. I've dated some chicks that you could most likely drive a Volkswagen Beetle into.
Meep, meep.
I wouldn't be staying with a girl like that, though.
But I'm saying if she lets you put your fucking four fingers into her, she's pretty much down for anything.
You put your head in there.
This head?
Yeah.
Doubt it.
Dude, I've seen clips. I saw a dude bury himself in, like, to the shoulders.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, and well, he was bald because that wouldn't look good coming back
you
out.
You motherfuckers need to get a hobby.
Why don't you ever share this shit with me?
What am I doing right now?
No, that's been online for a couple years.
Yeah,
now.
I don't even know how.
How come nobody fucking calls me and says, "Hey, get on."
That was the second MPEG ever put online ever.
Yeah.
I mean, it was up there years ago.
What? Why doesn't anybody ever jump on Facebook and go, hey, I'm going to send you a link?
I googled sex ostrich, and that's what came up, okay?
Sex Ostrich? That's what that fucking movie was going to be.
I don't know. I don't. But yeah, I saw that clip and I was like, from that point on, I was like, holy shit, anything is possible.
Well, shit. I can't get my fucking mouse just took a shit on me here. It's a USB mouse, and every time I fucking bump the laptop with the microphone stand, it goes straight to fucking shit in a handbasket. So he really shoves his fucking head in her. Is she a fat chick?
No.
I don't remember seeing her body. It's more of
this. I think that whole scene disappeared for me, and I was like, where did his head go?
Because to me, when I picture a chick that does weird, freakish stuff like that, like he'll take a 2-liter Coke bottle or something, like a 2-liter, the big ones.
Yeah.
It's usually a chunky chick, like a real doughy, like chick. What are you doing to my dog, man?
I guess it runs in the family. I'm sorry.
Fucking, God, it's like you.
One likes dogs, the other one likes cats. That's cool.
Is he still growling at you?
Yes.
Come here.
They can sense danger.
Stop it. What is your problem? Quit. Don't lick me. Quit.
He just wants to say hi.
Down.
No, he probably just smells my dog.
So he's growling at you?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Why don't you bring that fucker over? That's a snack. That's what he was thinking.
Shit.
And for a little dog like that to say that.
He would run and hide. I guarantee it. I guarantee he would run and hide. He's the biggest pussy in the world. Well, second biggest pussy. That chick who put that guy's head in
Well, my dog thinks he's Captain Hammer anyway, so
this is not the Hammer.
That's right.
He's no Scree the Deathbringer.
No, I'm telling you. That one day, this dog shit on the carpet like a year ago, and he was doing it all the time. So I fucking grab him, and I hook him up to his leash, and I throw him, you know, he's got one of those chains to go out in the backyard, and I throw him out the back door. Well, it had been frayed. When I threw him out the back door, it snapped.
Oh, fuck.
And so about 10 minutes later, I go and look out the back door, and all I see is the spray. Dude! All I see is the frayed end, and I'm like, finally! That fucking bald eagle that was soaring around downtown must have made a side trip over the fucking house. And so I'm like, okay, all I have to do is think of a fucking clever story to tell Jenny as to how the dog got away. So I go into the bathroom for something, and I come back out, and I hear on the back door. I open up the fucking door, and there that little shithead stands with the broken part of the fucking leash still attached to his collar. He hadn't even fucking left the yard. Jesus Christ. Like, that was your chance. I wish you had balls so you were looking to get fucked.
My God.
He must have to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised our phantom photographer.
I don't know why he thought I was the one.
I don't know because you're closest to the door.
So you just ruined the hint.
Shut up, dude! I'm gonna go back and edit it out.
Okay.
God, Napoleon.
Our phantom. That's all he said.
Yeah, our phantom. Yeah.
Damn you, Phantom Dennis.
What do you need? What? Well, maybe later. What the hell? What is that? Oh, he had it off. Oh, okay. I was like, what the fuck? Why are we making more noise? The dog had his collar off so he wouldn't make noise. Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. Fucking people listen to Kevin Smith talk about his fucking dogs for like 3 years.
Yeah.
Shaggy! Shaggy! Shaggy, shut the fuck up, Shaggy! I can only take so much of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's fucking Shaggy! Shaggy! Yeah, and he does too. Like, he has that really fucking exaggerated exhale, and you're like,
we know what you're doing.
Big Kev, you used to be somebody, man. Get back on the truck, man. Oh. You don't listen to Smod, do you?
I never have. I'm a huge fan of his work, but I just
watch any of his DVDs, you'll get the joke.
Well, if you ever decide.
I've seen all of like the behind the scenes shit and all of his commentaries on all of his movies, so I pretty much have an idea of what he's going to talk about.
Have you ever watched like his Evening With series?
Yeah, because that's what they are.
But if you do decide you want to listen to this podcast, go back and listen to episode 1 and like episode 2 and way back in the back catalog. They were fucking hilarious back then. Now he just gets high. The last couple have been pretty good, though. The last one with Moj was all right. But I'm just chasing people away from us and into a fucking multimillionaire's internet radio show, so fuck you. Fuck it. Fuck it. Yeah, I'm so cool. I sit here and drink Pepsi. I used to get drunk during the show. I don't even do that anymore because it makes me sleepy.
Yeah,
I've been forbidden.
Yeah, you have really? Been forbidden.
Wow.
I think I'm the only one that has beer.
My problem is I'm just too tired already, man.
Well, I'm going to drink this beer after my Pepsi's gone, but I got to drink my Pepsi first.
I was flat.
I feel like a fucking rush.
Oh, no, don't worry. You're not. He'll crack that one open. If I had one, I'd drink it.
If I'm drinking, I'm not allowed.
Do you, I mean, there might be a Bud Light upstairs if somebody wants it. Or did you drink that last one?
Yeah, I only brought two.
No, last Bud Light.
I don't know.
Another unofficial sponsor.
Yeah. I can't. I got the six pack of fancy beer upstairs. Yeah. But the problem is, if I give one away, I won't have another one to taste because they're all six. They're six different flavors. Oh, right. So I wish I would have planned it ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just mean. Apparently, there's some Michelob Ultra out there, or some Miller 64.
Not anymore. There's not.
That's awesome. Wow. Awesome.
What are you suffering from?
I don't know. Fuck.
Dementia.
Yeah, most likely.
Epiphenomenalism.
Oh, with the floating lights from the flashes.
Yes.
Fantastic. Hmm. So. I don't want to geek out. Okay. You saw the Watchmen movie?
I did. I went to the midnight showing.
Oh, so you missed it? You haven't seen it yet? I'm sorry.
Fuck you.
You read the graphic, though, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. You haven't
seen the
movie?
I was supposed to see it Tuesday. Didn't end up working out. I might go see it tomorrow. Shut up.
I'm just saying.
Worth it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. I, Jenny and I went. We were in St. Paul. And we went to the Mall of America.
Nice.
And we went to a theater in the Mall of America that was 21 and over. So you pay an extra $2, and they won't let kids in there, which wasn't really too much of an issue. It's a rated R movie anyway.
Sure.
But they have table service in the theater.
So you're like eating and shit?
Huh?
Like eating and drinking?
Well, they don't have real food, but they will. I think after 6 o'clock, they'll serve wine and beer. Yeah.
Wow.
But Jenny's down here right now, but she won't even say hello.
Just say hello.
I really wish you could just at least say hi.
Hi.
Wow.
Wow. That was fantastic. Wow. You thought you were going to have to like trick her in.
Oh, she had two drinks of that beer. She's all liquored up. Whoa. I might get lucky tonight. I'm loving it. No. She's shaking her head. Apparently, the next thing she's going to say out loud is no. Yeah. Hi. No.
She's like, I heard what you guys were talking about, and you were not getting the ideas from that.
No lobster cross.
No taking it head first.
You're a very small man, but you have wide knuckles.
I was just more worried about the heads up
thing. Oh, yeah, there's that. So we're at the movie theater in the Mall of America.
Continue.
Right. And they have we didn't get any alcohol or anything. But what I wish we would have realized is you can actually just go in and sit down, and then a waiter comes to your table, and he'll take your popcorn order, your candy order. Yeah. And they'll go get it, and then they bring it back to you. That's fucking awesome. It's pretty fucking cool. You know, of course, you'd have to tip them.
Are you sitting like in booths? Or is
no, like... no, you're sitting in like oversized theater chairs.
That's
They're
awesome.
Real cushy, and there's extra room between.
You say oversized.
Yeah. Yes. Fair enough. Fair
this
enough.
This one's just right.
Well, I don't like to say
you'll
like
understand.
That. Yeah.
You're preaching to the choir, brother. Don't look at me.
And there's extra room. It's like basically like flying first class. There's room between the two rows, too. So you have lots more leg room. But like that's bad for me because I can't reach the row in front of me to put my feet up. They weren't dangling, but I couldn't put them up on the row in front of me because they wouldn't reach. Which is horse shit, but it's really cool. It's a completely remodeled theater.
That's
They and it's only an extra $2. Like their matinee prices are $5. We paid $7 each to go in and see the movie in there, and there's maybe 20 people in there. And the bad thing about being such a long running movie is there are some people right kitty corner behind me to my left that about the last 10 minutes decided it was time to talk.
Ah.
And I'm like, I just kept turning around and looking at him like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You've made it this long, okay? I made it through the whole movie with, no, don't go in there. Jason's in there. You know, because I hate that. But for the most part, people are pretty well behaved. And we went at like 3 o'clock? Yeah. So we went to like a 3 o'clock show. So, and for some reason, every fucking school in Minnesota was out that day. I mean, who fucking takes their, okay.
It was Paul Bunyan Day.
let's have a little discussion about parenting, okay?
No.
Who? Dude. What do you mean no?
No.
Why?
Do it.
He's fine.
He's just being an ass.
Yeah, obviously. For those of you that have been to Mall of America, and this is going to alienate our foreign listeners a little bit, but to kind of give you an idea of scope, if you've seen the Mighty Ducks movie, where they roller skate through the mall, is that the Mall of America, or is that the one in Toronto, the giant mall in Toronto?
That was Mall of America.
I was gonna say, that was centered in Minneapolis. Mall.
Okay. So the mall that they're skating through is the Mall of America. So it's a big fucking mall, a huge mall. Or is it the Mall of America, or is it the mall that used to be their biggest mall before Mall of America?
It's a big ass mall.
Yeah, it's a big ass mall.
It's a big ass mall.
Okay, but it's fucking huge. It's like the size of a small city. I mean, it's huge. It's four levels, four stories. Well, 3.5 stories, because the fourth story doesn't go all the way around the mall. And they have 1,000 stores.
Yeah.
I mean, a shit ton of stores. Of course, each store is fucking... There's like 6 Victoria's Secrets.
Yeah.
Completely unnecessary.
And there's an amusement park in the middle of the mall.
Yes, there's like an amusement park with roller skates. No, it's not Camp Snoopy anymore. Because Charles Schulz's family wanted too much money for the rights to use Camp Snoopy's name. So then...
Is it Camp Noopy Say? No.
Noopies?
Well, fucking Nickelodeon swooped in there. They're like, we'll take it. And fucking bought it for like a nickel, and now Nickelodeon's name.
Well, that's fitting.
What?
They bought nickel. It.
Yeah. Totally not on purpose. Ow, fuck. Sorry, I turned to look and ow.
I've never been to the Mall of America, so you're...
You've never been to
the
Mall?
Well.
No. You've never been to the Mall?
No.
What the... Are you some kind of fucking communist?
Yes.
We live like 2 hours away.
I am. I know.
Hey, did you see the Watchmen movie yet?
I think that's the point I'm making here, okay?
So, wow, you should... Fuck, man. You should take a weekend trip up there.
Oh, I will. I just...
I don't know if it's worth a weekend trip, but it's worth...
Like, every time I've taken a trip...
Go to science museums.
I chose to go different places. I'll go to a mall eventually, but I was like, all right, I could go to a mall, or I could do this other cool thing.
But as close as it is, I'm surprised that you've never been there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of titty bars in Minneapolis.
Oh, wait, I remember. I was going to go there once, and I flipped my car on the way. Sorry.
Why'd you do that?
Well, don't act like it's our fault you can't drive.
I got halfway there, and I was like, huge mall... Gonna end it.
It's not our fault you drive like an Asian woman.
No, there was a patch of road that... Wow.
Wow. Our listener in China is gonna be pissed.
I know.
What the fuck?
If they're Asian.
What the fuck? There's not even an L in that word. Jesus Christ.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, no, there was a patch of road that was under construction. Apparently, like, the pavement was being redone, and there was a bunch of loose gravel, but there were no signs up.
What, were you driving a motorcycle?
No, I was driving 55, but have you ever hit loose gravel going fast?
Yes.
Yeah, but I can drive.
So can I.
Sure. Eric, I'm just going to say, I know where you work, and safety starts with you, son. It starts with you.
Somebody didn't do his stretches.
Yeah, I didn't. I did not demonstrate the power position properly in that. No, I hit the gravel going 55, and I overcorrected, and I slid into a ditch, but when we hit the ditch, the whole car just turned over on its top.
Wow. So it wasn't like a violent roll?
No, it's not. Yeah, it wasn't like a piece of clothes in the dryer or anything like that. I just...
When
the car is still upside down, it's the same fucking result.
I turned it into a convertible. It's cool.
When the tow truck driver came, did they use a team lift?
There wasn't a sticker placed on the car that wasn't said to do such.
It was over 80 pounds.
Yeah, so no, they didn't.
Okay, so the Mall of America is a huge mall.
But they did pull me out.
When they took it to the junkyard, they put it in backstop.
They got it off its back.
Okay, we're done.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, but
I've never been in the mall.
It's a big-ass mall. Big fucking huge mall. It's bigger. It's the biggest mall in America.
I get it.
Mall of America. And we're fucking walking through this mall, and there are like 8 and 9 year old kids just fucking like their parents dropped them off there for the day. Just wandering around like fucking mall rats. Only it's they're a bunch of fucking little mall rats, but it's such a big place.
Yeah, you could get mugged in some of the lower levels.
Oh fuck! It's
like, I know, I've been there.
You don't know.
But yeah,
I think it's totally inappropriate to do that, sir. You have children.
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, of course.
I wouldn't do that. No.
No. In a big city, they have a lot of gang violence at the Mall of America. They always have. They've had a lot of issues with rival gangs. They'll fucking be wandering around there, and pretty soon it's a fucking slobber knocker in there. What?
Government mule. Somebody stop the mask. Crimson mask.
So I just I question these parents that will just let their fucking. I would have a hard time letting Jenny's oldest is 12. I would have a hard time letting him go to fucking Crossroads Mall here, which is fucking for all Kevin Smith fans, really the fucking name of our mall, Crossroads Mall.
Yes,
true story.
Yeah, fucking. It's awesome. Well,
and like even if those parents are dropping their kids off at a different section of the mall, oh, while they fuck. Go,
I would, I didn't mean Kevin Smith. I meant that's Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, Dawn of the Dead. Sorry. That's really our. Yeah, I knew where you were going.
The,
I
that's
guess
the Eden
just,
Prairie Mall.
Yeah. Even if they were just dropping their kids off in like the different sections so they could go do their shit, I wouldn't be able to like enjoy my time at the mall if I'm like, oh, my kid probably just got stuffed in someone's fucking. Trunk
some garment bag
yeah
it's got stuff in their garment bag yeah. and carried away
no I'm not
yeah, I just I question the fucking
maybe these kids are kids that their parents don't want have you thought about that
so it's like it's their safe haven deal
maybe
if they... I had a kid I wanted to get rid of and my relatives wouldn't take him I would just send him off to places that he'd probably be killed or mugged in
no you just drive him to Iowa and drop him off at the hospital
and then play the sympathy card
no, you can't do that anymore they have to be six months old I think or less.
What are they gonna do?
It's genius. You get to be on Oprah. You'll cry on TV. People send you free shit.
Right.
Yeah, your kid's gone,
and then you get arrested, and they show the videos of you talking to your parents over and over on fucking Nancy Grace. If I got one free shot, one free cunt punt, it would be Nancy Grace. I would kick her right in her fucking baby maker. As hard as I could.
Your foot, man. That thing snap it right off.
No, because right at the end, I'd go towards the back, so I'd hit her right in her fucking taint.
She doesn't have a taint.
That would hurt.
Yes, it would.
That would hurt a lot. Right in her fucking chode.
Right in the fucking culture before her, but yeah, she's definitely up there.
You know, I can at least... Nancy Grace is such a fucking self-righteous bitch that I just want to fucking punch her in the larynx. I fucking hate her. She reminds me of Bill O'Reilly. Like, has a bunch of unfounded fucking opinions mm-hmm. and incorrect facts about everything, and she will state them as law.
Does she also like putting dildos up her ass?
I imagine.
What?
You didn't hear about that Bill O'Reilly scandal that came out a couple years ago?
Yeah.
That guy is fucking nuts.
She looks like the kind of chick that when she has to poop real bad, she's extra angry. She just has that fucking that pinched in look in the middle of her face, like Viggo the Carpathian when he's just starting to.
Yes.
Right before the.
She probably shits pellets like a rabbit does. She's just so tightly wound.
Everything's very compressed.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully,
Cocoa Puffs.
Hopefully, she's not a coprophagic like a rabbit too, because that means she eats her own poop.
You never know.
Yeah, so we just all agree that it's bad parenting.
Yes.
Well, that's not nearly as entertaining as I thought it was going
to
be.
You wanted one person to be like, I would totally do that. Fine,
I don't
be that.
I don't know what I wanted. I don't. I was at work tonight, and we were having a discussion about whether or not you would tattoo. Oh, what the fuck was it? Semen demon on the small of your back for $1 million. I say yes.
I say yes.
$1 million? Yeah. Hell yeah.
I say yes.
Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to sweeten the pot
I was just going to say, because the very next thing I do is get it fucking altered.
Nope. You have to leave it. You have to leave it.
I'd still do it.
For $1 million, so would I.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Let me sweeten the pot a little bit. I'm bald-headed. Weller's bald-headed. Half the year, Adam's bald-headed. You're not bald-headed, but roll with us on this one.
Okay.
Would you get it tattooed on your head for $1 million?
Fuck yes.
I think I can
wear a hat.
I think I would too.
I think still yes, because I can cover that shit up.
Right, right.
I would only if I could put surrounding tattoos.
No, it's got to be all by itself.
You couldn't try to camouflage it?
No, it's just
it's like just solitary.
Just semen demon.
No, not in the head.
I'd do it. I do it because here's the deal. If you get $1 million for that, you're obviously going to make the news and probably national news. I mean, it's a pretty big deal. $1 million, right?
Mm.
So people are going to know
why you have
and
semen
why you
demon
do it.
On your head.
So when you're walking down the street, if it's a really hot day and you decide you don't want to wear a fucking beanie that day, you know, they're going to be like, oh, it's that dude. It's the $1 million dude that did that to get semen demon tattooed. You know, he tattooed semen demon on his head for $1 million. It's that guy. Hey, what's up, semen demon dude?
And
it's
not
like they're
going to
be
mugged.
Like,
and yeah, they're all going to think that you're loaded and they're all going to want money.
I'm going to carry cash. Shit out of you. Yeah. I'm going to carry cash, but I'll hire some 400-pound black bodyguard.
Yeah, he'll get his own big black.
Yeah, I'll do it in a second. Big Black would leave Rob Dyrdek for a semen demon any day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Let me sweeten the pot a little bit. So I'd do it. Would you do it?
Yeah, I'd do it.
Would you do it?
Not on the head, no.
No? Okay. So you would? Okay. So far we got three in, one out. Let me sweeten the pot a little bit more. For $1 million. This is where it gets tricky. Okay. Okay. We'll do two pot sweetens. Now, for $1 million, would you get it tattooed on your forehead?
Yes.
Semen demon. Still got one in. Eric?
Yeah.
Okay, Eric's in.
It's $1 million fucking dollars, yeah, man.
I'm starting to squidge a little bit on this.
Obviously,
one.
Me
because,
too.
Because here's the issue I have with it on your forehead. It's always going to be visible.
Yeah.
If you could do it in condensed font, I would shave my eyebrows and have semen on one eyebrow and demon on the other eyebrow.
I think
so. From a ways back, it looked like I have just eyebrows. But if you come
so
close,
you were out, but now you're in.
Yes, I'm in now.
Of course you are. Leave it to you to come out of nowhere.
For our listeners, if we're all going to laugh at the same time, we should probably back off mic a little bit.
Nah.
Yeah, we're fucking killing people here.
Sorry.
That's what the headphones are for, fellas. Listen to yourselves. Listen to yourselves. I'm sorry. Don't hit me in the fucking face.
We're supposed to wear these?
That was the plan. Yeah. Okay. So, see, in here, I'm kind of... Because, like, you originally think, if I'm a millionaire, I can go do all the things I want to do. I can, you know, meet famous people. But right. I don't know that I would want to be in a picture with a famous person with semen demon on my forehead. But I know to myself, that's how I made my $1 million. It kind of goes back to your Adam's hole, you know, I'd let Elton John fuck me in the ass for $1 million, and then I'd make him pay me another $1 million to stop.
No, I said I'd fuck him in the ass.
That's not what you said.
I will point out that you never said what color the tattoo is, because they do have invisible ink. That you
no, it has like. To be. It has to be visible. It has How to about, be visible.
Okay, so you're semen demon. You're branded. You're stamped. Everybody knows that's you. You've got your $1 million. Why don't you just come up with something off of semen demon? Like,
copyright,
why don't you launch your own company of like sexual things? Yeah, like your own sex toys or like movie, whatever.
I'd go adult video
and semen and your semen demon productions,
because you would have to, because $1 million seems like a lot of money, but I don't think that you could retire on $1 million.
No,
you would still have to have some kind of income.
Yeah. Yes,
right. Okay, so we've basically got two yeses. I'm kind of on the fence. Weller's out, because Weller went out at the fucking on the head. He wouldn't even do it on his head.
He came back in on the eyebrows.
On the eyebrows. The eyebrows.
Yeah, but it's got to be visible. Like, people have to be able to look
think,
right at
you
it.
You don't
and
think
say,
someone's bare eyebrows replaced with semen and demon
is going to be noticeable?
Well, but I'm saying they have to get right up to him, you know, to do that. I mean, it has to be. It I has to be a uniform size.
You know when someone's eyebrows aren't real.
Yeah.
When
okay.
You're several
but,
feet
but
away.
But here's what I'm saying. You can't alter the. Like, it'd basically be a logo, and you can't alter the logo in any way. So you can't make it smaller, you can't change its shape. It has to be a predetermined logo.
Then no. The back of the neck would be the close to the head I would go with that.
Okay, you're out.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm very much on the fence, and this is the one that's most likely going to drive me off the fence. For $2 million, I'm sweetening the pot a little bit, $2 million, would you get a cock... An erect cock tattooed on the side of your face so that the head came to the corner of your mouth. $2 million. Tax-free.
I think I'm going to be out on that one, because the semen demon thing, you can put a spin on that. You can make that your thing, but you're not getting away from a cock on your fucking cheek.
I will alter it and say that after 1 year, you can alter the cock tattoo. You can't remove it, but you can alter it and have it turned into something else. But you have to maintain a tattoo in that.
How about a beard? Can you grow a beard?
I would imagine you could, but yeah. Because you can't tell somebody they can't grow a beard.
Yeah, I'd do it.
I'm pretty much out. But
I couldn't get it removed after the year?
No, you can't get it removed, but you can get it changed into something else.
I'll change the shit out of that and grow a beard. I got a beard anyway. I'll just quit trimming it.
Okay.
I look like ZZ Top walking around this motherfucker.
If someone forced me to do it, here's my plan.
Hmm.
Okay. I wouldn't want to do it. Uh-huh. Like, I wouldn't say, okay, for $2 million, that's what I'll do. God, it hurts so much to say that I wouldn't, though.
Think about the children.
Oh, man. $2 million is a lot of fucking money,
I
man.
I know.
So, but if I did do it, after the year, I would change it into a cigar.
Ah.
With smoke coming up the side of my head.
Look at me.
Wouldn't that be fucking pimp? You can't smoke nowhere no more?
See, I had an idea. What if I would do it myself? Change your lips into a vagina that's sideways. So the clit's the opposite end. A huge labia, like where your mustache should be. Yeah. And then you'd complete the whole naked lady body over your whole body. And then you'd have to do porn after that.
I was just gonna say,
And then you end up doing gay porn because everybody wants to see a nice cock go into a sweet hot pussy. Like oh fuck, I fucking painted myself into a corner in this one. See, I don't know that I'd want the labia. I know this is gonna get me the couch for a fucking week, but the labia are the creepiest part of the vagina.
That's already your lips.
Oh.
You just have like a little clit and then maybe like a real thin pink outline around your lips.
Oh, see, I thought you meant you were going to draw some beef curtains up to your nostrils.
I suppose that's your thing, but
yeah. Oh, okay. I was like, oh my God, just put an Arby's wrapper on him for Christ's sake. Yeah.
Big Montana.
Oh, it's fucking awesome.
As long as it's not beef and cheddar.
What's wrong with you?
Well, me, I would probably just alter the penis into a fucking burrito.
Burrito?
Yeah, look at me. What am I going to do? People are going to believe I'd have a burrito with me everywhere I go.
It'd have to be a Pablo's burrito from Main Street in Cedar Falls.
So what you're saying is it'd be a 2.5-pound cock on your face.
Indeed.
All right.
With guac and sour cream. Would you like beans? Pinto, please. From Pablo's Mexican Grill, Main Street in Cedar Falls.
Unofficial sponsor number 3.
Yes. They don't even know we fucking exist.
I know. They will.
Which, you know, I think that the folks that work at Pablo's would dig this cast.
Well, and you know what? Chances are when we put up flyers at limited edition.
Yeah.
You know, that stuff's going to circulate, at least right through there, you would think. Hell, you could just take one in and drop it
you
off.
You know, Pablo's has that bulletin board in there.
Yeah, just tack one up on
I
there.
I wonder if they... Is that a public bulletin board?
I don't know, but what would they care? You know what else? Music stores. People post shit looking for guitarists and drummers. Just stick one of those up there anyway. People would go in there for that kind of shit. Would be interested to hear Weller's new project.
Yes.
Segue.
That is a segue. Holy shit. You're learning.
See, give me 3 weeks off. See what happens.
I've been home writing down shit.
Actually, I've been doing nothing of the sort. This is all,
off the cuff. So what project have you been working on, sir?
This whole thing came about at work, and we were sitting there talking about a couple of different things.
About getting tattoos of cocks on your face? Because that's what we talk about at work.
Yeah.
One of them was about the world supposedly ending in the year 2012.
Don't even get me started on that fucking Mayan calendar, for Christ's sake.
But that people were talking about this.
Okay, quick sidebar. If the Mayans were fucking so sure they knew what was going on, maybe they should have predicted the fucking fall of their civilization.
Yeah, they'd still be alive. And,
yeah, continue.
I will say their calendar is more accurate than our current calendar we use.
Except for the part where they predict the future completely wrong.
They never said the world ends. Their calendar just ends. So that's a misconception that's going around, which
dude,
I corrected.
Dude probably got fucking tired of
none writing. Of this has to do with my story other than the fact they were talking about the end of the world.
Oh, okay, all right.
And that led me to talk about...
That was Weller's very polite way of saying, Zach, shut the fuck up.
Next... So anyway, I got to thinking how from as long as I can remember, I always thought I was going to go out in my 30s. For some reason, I always thought I was going to die in my 30s. So I had mentioned this, and I was like, well, it wouldn't matter anyway, because I've always thought I was going to die soon anyway, and now that I'm 30, I've only got a couple years anyway, so I don't give a fuck if it really does end in 2012. Then we started talking about the things we would like to do before we died, and my
Weller
number
said,
one...
I'd like to date a chick who's not crazy.
Yeah.
That was number two. Number one was a dream that I've attempted on several occasions and have failed miserably on every time I've tried it.
You got a drum roll on that thing?
No.
You suck.
I have created my own band.
You don't know anything about actual music production.
Can you read music?
I took piano lessons in like fifth grade through about seventh grade. And I got up to the point where I could play Camp Town Races very slowly.
Wow.
Blink, 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 blink. Doo-da.
And I do doo-da. Own a guitar. I plug it in and play it once in a while, but I suck so much ass I would never, ever actually say that I play the guitar.
We keep meaning to have you bring your guitar over and play something into the mixing board, and we keep forgetting.
We do.
Yeah. Good story. Continue. But, sorry.
My new computer has GarageBand on it, and I was just fucking around on the computer. I was bored one day and noticed you can actually play on your computer keyboard and play different instruments on the computer keyboard and layer it and play different instruments and then put it all together. So that's kind of neat.
Oh, no.
Then at work, I see keyboards they have at work that you can plug into your computer and then play on the keyboard, which I took piano lessons, so I'm better on the keyboard than I'm on the guitar.
Okay. Like,
that's a kind of a good idea. That same day, we're talking at break about ligers, that lion-tiger combination.
Right. Not to be confused with the growler.
The growler.
So then we were trying to decide what the coolest animal combination possible would be, and I was like, well, mine would be a falcon. A falcon, like porcupine combination.
The bird.
How badass would that be? You're just standing there. All of a sudden, something swoops down and shoots needles in your fucking face.
Death
and flies
above.
Off.
That's Scree the Deathbringer.
I'm no scientist, but I think the two animals that mate have to be the same type of animal.
That wasn't the rules. That wasn't the rules.
You're talking about
any animal combination.
You're talking about a goddamn. You're talking about a goddamn wuzzle.
Conformist.
You're talking about a fucking wuzzle.
Fucking conformist.
You remember the fucking wuzzles?
Yes, I do.
Yes, that's what you're talking about.
That's a pretty cool sounding animal, though. You got
it. It's pretty cool, but scientifically
I realized
impossible.
That the name Falcon just sounded like a car you drive in the 60s.
Right.
Ford probably made it.
Yeah, Ford Falcon.
Yeah. So I renamed it Falconkind because that sounds way more fucking metal.
It also sounds very German. Oh, das Falconkind.
I went on Google. Nobody Jesus. Has the word Falconkind for any band or any. There's no such thing as a Falconkind online.
No shit.
I ordered my keyboard. I got it about a week ago, and I actually have a demo that I brought with me. So we'll throw it on the end of the podcast. But
oh Jesus,
I play just by using the keyboards. I can play every instrument in the band, and then I have my own mic, which eventually I'll be able to do lyrics because I cannot sing. I've sang a few times in the podcast, and I'm horrible. But I know I can scream and, like, do death shit.
Sweet.
Die. See? I can do that. Therefore, I can do death metal. All death metal is,
sounded like
I love it. I love it. But it's pretty much just, like, screaming and fast notes.
Yeah.
Which I can do.
So, okay. Now, the music that you made, is it...
Keep in mind, I'm at a Canton Races playability. So right I don't now. Think it's going to be fucking genius shit.
Right.
But I'm just saying, baby steps. This is a demo. And Falcon Kind, the EP, will come out.
Okay, right. But my main question to you, though, is it music or just noise? Like, does it have like a rhythm?
He's like in the background banging a pan.
Is it like those holiday commercials of the Orange Elementary Band?
Ish. But I mean well.
Like, so do they.
So, Mayor 8, what's your excuse?
It's not like they got together before they crushed
it. It's my dream, Eric. It's my dream.
You're like the one kid chatter. Waiting at the end to hit the triangle, and he's off beat.
Well, yeah, because the play, it's like Silver Bell. Bling, bling, bling. Bling, bling. Bling, bling, bling. Bling. Bling, bling, bling. Like, there's no fucking rhythm. It's like, and then they sing, and then you're like, oh, God.
Like, this fucking, just got real.
It got Silent Hill. Got Silent Hill up in this bitch.
Yeah.
He said he means well. You know, like, I can just imagine the kids before the commercial. Hey, Johnny, let's really fuck this up. I mean, play these fucking bells. Like, awfully. You don't have any idea what's
they
going
fucking,
on.
They promised us some fucking Tara Thomas and sent us Sunny Lane. Let's fuck them up.
I'd rather see Sunny Lane.
What?
Whoa. Over Tara Thomas.
Sunny Lane is it's like somebody took a fucking eraser to her face. Google that bitch, Sunny Lane at KWWL. It's like she looks like French Stewart. She can't open her eyes no matter how much she tries. It's like she got stung by bees. It's fucking terrible. It's like, hey, you'd think she's stoned, but she's Mormon or something. She doesn't even do fucking caffeine.
When you said that, all I could think of was fucking that old Dick Tracy movie with the blank.
Yeah. Which, spoiler, turned out to be Madonna.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, I tell you.
Sorry, anyways.
It's funny because...
Let's get back to the fucking...
But the entire movie, nobody knows Madonna. And in real life, everybody knows Madonna in the vagina.
Breathless Mahoney.
Yeah. But they didn't... They couldn't pick up... Like, they couldn't smell the fucking... raw cabbage and dead fish every time fucking the blank came in.
They couldn't name her fucking Lucy's vagina. That's a giveaway.
Which character? Breathless Mahoney or the blank?
Both.
Now you confuse me. I'm sober and you're confusing me. Oh, I should have put some fucking... We got that small bottle of rum upstairs.
That's the shit we made eggnog with?
Yeah.
Oh, still?
I bought a fucking half gallon.
That's right.
Anyways, we're looking.
Yeah, so totally off topic.
Falcon kind.
Yeah. There are loops you can download and actually have on the software, which is cheating. You just pick something you like and then post it and clip it and go back to back and make your own song out of just loops. I don't have any loops. It's all original.
Wow.
I think that's code for it's terrible.
Yeah. I think looking forward to this would be a very loose approximation of what I'm feeling right now.
I'm just afraid we're going to walk in one of these days and he's going to be fucking playing the keyboard with his penis or something.
Oh, God. Oh, speaking of touching things with your penis, we have to remember to we all have to sign Amanda's prize before we leave tonight.
What?
Indeed.
Oh, yeah, Amanda won the glitter contest. You would know if you'd been listening to the fucking show.
I basically fell off the fucking end of the earth right after I saw the Watchmen movie, but I...
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Burn. You didn't... Yeah, she won the glitter contest because she was the only person who submitted it. I mean, her submission was very nice. I mean, she did well with the glitter. She used a lot of fucking glitter, but... There wasn't much of a competition. So she won. She picked Shaq Diesel.
Well, congratulations.
Fine choice.
Excellent.
I named off everything else, and her response to me was, what happened to Shaq Diesel? I'm like, fine, it's yours.
It's so horrible, it's amazing.
Yeah. She wants it really bad.
And as you pointed out, track two is actually track featured two in?
Is actually in the movie Pineapple Express.
Oh, yeah.
And that's probably the first time Shaq's made money off of that fucking CD.
they sure owe him 14 true. Cents.
They probably got it as some kind of fucking package deal, where they bought the rights to all this other stuff, and they're like, and we'll throw in Shaq Diesel and an Olivia Newton-John CD just for shits and giggles.
Wow.
Is that... yeah.
So we all eagerly await Falcon Kind.
Yeah.
We should throw the CD in for her, too.
What? Throw what in?
A CD and a Falcon Kind in for
just
her.
Just burn her up.
Just, yeah. just the single.
The single.
What's the song called?
The song,
He's making it up right now.
No.
Oh, God, he's got it right
here. With the name? It's got a name on
it? It has a name. I don't have my mic hooked up to the computer as of right now, so it's just music. There's not me singing to it.
You should put that shit on iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
I can. It's already on.
iTunes?
Not for people to download, but...
No, that's what I'm saying. You, yeah. And sell it for 99 cents.
Hell, I don't know that I could sell it.
Why not? It's yours.
There's a couple of our listeners that would probably just... buy that.
You didn't use any loops or anything, so it's all original music.
Yeah.
It's yours, baby. Sell that bitch.
So again, what's it called?
You better patent that shit.
The name of the song is Lightning Struck My Balls, in parentheses, and it hurt.
Jesus Christ.
It's fucking brutal, too. So I don't recommend it. It's only a minute and 45 seconds long, because I only had like an hour to fuck around on the computer today.
You did this in an hour? Jesus fucking Christ.
He graduated from camp to fucking this in an hour.
Brutal ass hardcore metal, so don't listen to it all the way through, because your brain will probably explode. So only go about 30 seconds at a time. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like it already.
Dude, even like shitty bands take longer than an hour to write their fucking music. Even Beyonce fucking takes longer than an hour. Yeah. At least she takes a break to shit or something. Definitely. And that's like, and that's how three of her though. Fucking records came out. Mm-hmm. Shit them up. What?
I'm fucking punk. I'm not a sellout.
This shit is not gloss, okay? It's yeah, real. Exactly.
I'm afraid. It's raw. I'm afraid of what? I'm so afraid. You see, you didn't sing at all?
No.
Okay.
That's to come. He's teasing.
Yes.
Okay.
I have to buy additional equipment for that to happen.
A microphone?
No, the equipment to hook the mic to the computer.
You can't hook... I have that thing. I told you.
Well, then I'll borrow it and do it.
You can, but the sound quality isn't very good.
I'm sure I'll get bored of it.
I'm sure it'll work with what he's compiled yeah. so far.
Yeah, you know what? I should just give it to you, because I'm not going to use it for anything.
Singing Celine Dion shit, it's pretty much...
Oh, well, fuck you. I don't want it then.
You want him to sing Celine Dion with some brutal-ass metal? That's what he said.
That'd be fucking awesome.
It would actually kind of be.
My heart will go on. Jesus Christ. Fuckers.
Dr. Claw?
I'll get you, Gadget.
Excellent. Now if someone could just sound like Goldar from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
That's the same guy, isn't it?
A little different, I think.
Oh, fuck. Who did the voice of... Wasn't it the guy from Get Smart that did Inspector Gadget's voice? Sounded a lot like him.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
And then somebody did Penny's voices.
I don't remember.
His daughter or niece or whatever. Somebody hot. Somebody real hot.
Wow.
I don't know.
Really? Inspector Gadget cartoon?
I'm just saying.
I can think of many other cartoons that...
Are hotter?
Yes.
Yeah, I watched that loyally too, but what a piece of shit that cartoon was.
Yeah, it wasn't great. I mean, it was...
I still watch pretty much every episode, though.
Really? Hottest cartoon chick. Anybody?
We already had this conversation, didn't we?
Well, but they just had the vote, and Jessica Rabbit won for, like, hottest cartoon vixen. She always wins. Right.
Slumming Raisin Girl.
Yeah, that's right. It wasn't that long ago that we had this conversation, yes. I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the problem that I have is your ex-wife ruined Jessica Rabbit for me.
Why is that?
Because she was Jessica Rabbit last year for Halloween, and it just was this pasty redheaded chick with long gloves on. That's the only thing.
So she ruined that for you?
It ruined Jessica Rabbit for me now.
That's a pretty shitty thing to do.
Who's gonna clean that mess up? Out. I'm calling out. I'm out.
Oh, you're safe. It didn't happen on your birthday.
See, when I go on birthdays.
Man.
Oh, you missed it last week, man. She's got me blocked on Facebook. I can't even search for her profile.
But think about that for a second, because just think. He told the story. He's blocked. What the fuck?
I don't know. I'm probably blocked, too.
She, in her fucking sick, twisted mind, it's all my fault. Yeah. It's always been all my fault.
Yeah. You convinced me to do it.
You somehow being friends with him made her fucking set off an A-bomb. And I don't mean atomic. And yet, bomb. And then he tells the story years later, but it was all your fault somehow, even back then.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't get it.
I was destined to be the Pope until I met Zach. Yeah.
I bet the Mayans didn't predict that shit.
Fall from fucking grace. That's literally, the danger.
Literally. I bet the Mayans did not predict that shit.
Hey, everybody say hello to Weller's mom.
Hi, Mrs. Weller.
Hi, Weller's mom.
Hi, Cheryl. There we go. Just in case she's listening, we need to do that from now on every episode.
Yeah, sure.
We need to say hello to, because apparently she listens. What are you doing? You got a phone call?
Yeah, no, a message.
What's it say?
Nothing.
You can get some when you get home?
No.
Not now, you're not.
The dog's throwing a fit. I don't think that's got anything to do
with it. She sent you a text message that said the dog's throwing a fit?
Well, he...
He weighs 6 ounces.
Sometimes when she gets restless, she goes out and sleeps on the couch.
Yeah.
We leave him shut up in the bedroom. If you leave him alone...
Oh, and...
And just, yeah, so she's just wondering how long it was going to be, but I don't know.
No tell rush. Her tell her to give him,
Wait, no, whiskey. I got it. Laura, you're going to hear this later, but somehow it's going to help anyway.
It's like time travel.
Put the shirt on the dog.
Because it calms him down, makes him feel sad.
He just gets depressed and sulks.
Yeah, anytime you put people clothes on
so
an animal.
So if I'm going to Jim Caviezel you, let's frequency, you get this shit... Put the fucking shirt on the dog.
Sweet, you just turned our show into a really shit movie. Yeah.
I'm just because doing
of,
parallels,
because
okay?
Because of solar winds and
stuff.
I was
just drawing a parallel.
I'm just saying this is really time travel.
Yeah.
Because you are speaking to Laura in the future now.
I know. It's fucked up.
It's fucking deep.
Damn.
1.21 gigawatts.
Now we see a little Huey Lewis in the news.
Yeah, I know. I can hear it in my head right now.
That's the power.
For Back
love.
To the Future or Chuck.
Got to double back again. Double back
anyway,
again.
Sorry.
What?
Message sent. We're done.
I hope she hears. Now, but see, now you need to text her and see if she heard it. See if she
Is
got
the
it.
Shirt on the dog? Okay.
What?
That'd be hilarious.
Talk amongst yourselves.
He's gonna fucking, it's not, she's going to be like, what the fuck is your problem, sir?
Oh, yeah, she
will. Are you sure you guys aren't drunk?
Sure. I'm positive. I would like to be drunk, but I have to finish my Pepsi first.
I got forbidden.
Before the show? Yeah, absolutely. Before the show. You're never allowed to drink before the show again. It's the truth. T-R-U-F-F, truth.
It's discrimination.
That's discrimination, bitches. I think probably at this point we're going to start to wind it down.
We should have done that 20 minutes
ago. Well, we should have, but we don't always do what we're supposed to do.
No, we don't. You got some stuff yet, Weller?
Oh, shit, that's right. Weller has...
As in five haikus.
As he should, because it's...
It's been a
You didn't come up with 50?
No. I've been a busy boy lately.
This kind of cheaps out on 50, this whole 50
That would
thing,
be a lot
it?
Of fucking I'm haikus. Kidding. But it is appropriate.
Well,
that
if you
do.
Can at least guarantee that they're 50% better than your last batch, I know you're a percents guy, then...
I'll say it will be, because one of them is your request.
Oh. Let's do this.
All right. Haikai number one. I watch her undress. Bra comes off. She looks my way. Tree branch breaks. I run.
It's high school all over again.
Back to the future.
A frat house next door. Those rich boys raise hell nonstop. I poison their punch.
Oh, there goes the college contingent.
Good women are rare. Some prefer their brother's cat. I would rather wait.
Oh, that is fucking awesome.
Have extra money. Fill Elmo costume with beef. Put in yard and shoot. And haikai number five. Public sex is fun. Find the rooftop camera. Weather background porn. I've always wanted to do that. Like either moon the camera would be on the news or something. That'd be fucking great.
That's awesome. Oh, that is incredibly fucking awesome. I love
you know
it.
Those guys we have Waterloo. We have holy shit. He's running the fuck out of her.
That is so incredibly fucking...
I wonder if anybody's done that.
That like, is that's
flashed
what,
it or
that's one
moaned
of the
it
best
or something.
Ideas I think you've ever had.
It's had to have happened, you'd think.
Well, but the one here is like on
it's
top
on the
of the fucking building. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody
no,
has keys to that building.
It's not on top of the... Oh, shit. No, it's on the KWL building, isn't it?
No.
I'm pretty sure it's on the
Blacks
building.
It's on building. The Blacks building because it's the tallest building downtown.
Oh.
Fuck am I?
Oh no.
Field trip.
Oh, that'd be my ass. We will be having a part two to the 50th episode because there's so much episode, it can't be contained. It can't be held within the bounds of one episode. And we've also discovered we've been using too much fucking space on the Podbean, so we can't do these like 7-hour episodes anymore. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna split it into two parts. The second part will have a huge surprise. See, now that I've said that, it's not gonna work out, and we're not gonna have the surprise because the same thing happened when I was gonna have that guy from Last Comic Standing on the show, blew up my fucking face. I had fucking egg all over my face. I ate crow. Any other fucking cliche that could have happened?
And
happened.
Cock tattoos.
Yeah, on the side of my face, and then I didn't even get paid.
If the huge surprise doesn't work out,
right?
Maybe we could promise a live performance from Falcon Chime.
I'm sure that could be arranged.
Because that would be pretty fucking surprising.
That would be. So that's one word.
Yeah,
surprising is one way to describe it.
You know, and I haven't even heard it yet. Like, he sprung this on me when he
Fuck
got
you
here.
Guys for judging, by
the surprise
way.
Might
this
come
could be
right
the
about
best
now.
Thing you've ever heard.
It could be.
Except for the fact that you have no fucking musical ability.
I can play Camptown Races, motherfucker. Can you?
I could probably figure it out. Yeah, in the hour it took you to fucking write your fucking opus, Mr. Holland, I could probably figure out how to play Camptown Races. It's three keys.
The doo-dah part's pretty fucking hard, I will say.
I'll sing the doo-dah part, and then I'll have one leg up on you because mine will have vocals, bitch. Vocals. Boom. So there. How do you feel about that shit?
We'll see.
Oh, we'll see. All right.
We'll battle of the bands then.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God.
The two bands nobody wants to hear. Zach playing Camptown Races.
We know Dan will love it.
And Das Falcon Kind.
What are you going to name your band?
I'm not, because I know I don't have any fucking musical ability. I'll call it Can't.
You can do fucking, like, dance club music.
If you're singing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I could, couldn't I?
There you go.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Hell yeah. I love that. Love that outro music. So real quick, Misinformation Mixer 09 coming up April 2nd. Be there. Fucking be there. Be there. 709 Jefferson Street in Waterloo. Smitty's Bar. It's going to be a fucking blast. The first 40 people there. First two people?
Yep. First two people get free drinks.
First 40 people there get free drinks.
Okay. The only three people there will get free drinks.
And they may get several. Okay.
Yes.
Because we've each committed to buying 10 drinks.
Yeah.
Which is not terribly expensive. We might be out, including our own drinks, $50 for the night.
Yeah.
Not a bad deal.
Nope.
And they have to be a regular drink. Can't get a fucking $50 drink or something.
Yeah.
And then T-shirts. T-shirts have to be designed. The design deadline, April 1st. April 1st, your T-shirt designs have to be into us for judging. We're going to try to work out a thing for judging at the Misinformation Mixer. And that pretty much covers everything, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Stay tuned for the second part next week. Of Misinformation. Thank you for listening for 50 episodes. 50? What? 50? What? 50? I'm 50. Zach.
I'm Eric.
I'm Weller.
50. Love you.
It's like 3-6 Mafia got Carlos Santana drunk.
But now you know the rest of the story.